All right, y'all, big news. My new stand-up special, Live and Alive, drops Friday, October 24th, right here on my YouTube at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. We shot it at Comedy on State, Madison, Wisconsin. There were two sold-out shows. The crowds were unbelievable, and I'm telling you honestly, it's my best work, all right? This special is special. I'm really proud of it. It's self-produced, it's self-funded, it's self-released, and straight from me to you the way it should be. And here's the best part. During the premiere, I'll be live in the YouTube comments with you guys, hanging out the whole time. I'll answer questions. I want to watch it all unfold in real time with you guys, like we're there together that night, all right? So make sure you subscribe to my channel, hit that reminder, and join me on release night. This one means a lot to me, and I would love to experience that first watch with you guys Friday, October 24th, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, live and alive right here on my YouTube. Subscribe now and don't miss it. San Diego, I'll be at the Grand Comedy Club Friday, October 3rd. Get your tickets now on my website at ryansickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here. Thank you for watching this show. I love doing this show. This is a really fun show to watch and sit and be a part of. So thank you for your support. That's it, man. Let's just get into it. I'm very excited to have this guest back here today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Thomas Araujo. Welcome to the Way Back.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
So I was talking to you before we got started here. You're 35, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you've never sat in this seat in your life.
The turnaround seat. Like I said, we just have trucks and you sit in the back of trucks.
Yeah. So tell us about that, the growing up. So, because also you're making me have flashbacks now. Yeah, you weren't supposed to, but everybody rode in the back of a pickup truck back in the day.
Yeah. And my family's from the country. So I was driving my dad's pickup at like maybe fourth grade around the property, maybe third grade. Mm-hmm. Just because as long as you don't go too fast, I learned how to downshift. You know, I was not even 8, maybe 10. But that's how you learn. My whole family's truck drivers. So you were allowed to drive around as long as you stayed in eyesight. Man, my dad was a drug addict, so he wasn't really like, you know, like, yeah. Hey, don't do that. He would probably be like, yo, you're supposed to, from 4 to 5, like, he's trying to teach me how to drive more than he's like, don't crash the car. I would take it to the store, which is like quarter mile.
How old were you when you first
me
took
and my
the
sister?
Car on the street, a real street?
It's like a country road.
Yeah.
But maybe like third grade. Fourth
third grade. I think you're going to say 13.
No, I was already stealing the car. That age right there. That's exactly how old I was.
This kid's
right
driving.
There.
Is that your sister?
That's my sister. But
you two are in the car driving?
She would come with me, yeah.
Where are you going?
We just go to the store and get candy, but we would park behind the store so they wouldn't tell my grandma that we'd had the car.
What are you driving? What kind of car was it?
Little Dodge, little blue Mexican working truck. The Dodge, it's a Dodge. I don't remember. It's a little baby cab with two, you know, there's enough for a middle seat, and that's it. There's no back seat or anything. A little baby, that one, but bright blue. Just like that.
That guy right there.
Yeah. But no back window. I don't know, weird. Yeah, we never had a back window. But yeah, we just take that down the street. That's how I learned how to drive stick.
That was a stick, that truck?
Yeah. Well, that's how I learned how to drive it, but like downshifted and all that was in the diesel. My dad let me help him drive.
Did you ever get caught? Yeah, what happened?
No. Okay, so you said 13, right?
I thought you were going to say.
I've been stealing the car the whole time. Nobody knows. My grandma's Mexican as hell and got the Cadillac with the gold trim all over it. You know, like the Italian but Mexican people shit. And she bought that one year. It was white. I remember like, wow, that's an amazing ass car. I'm going to take it one day. And I was like 14. My friend Joe Fisher, his mom is a personal trainer. She should be gone all day. And he's like, I have a 10 sack. I'm like, oh, that's a party. I'm coming. And he's like, but I don't have my mom's car. I'm like, I will take my grandma's car. She's a truck driver and my grandpa.
And what does she drive?
The little like Cadillac DeVille. Okay. It had the little, that's the exact car.
Well done, Kirsten.
That's exactly the car.
The white
dude.
Grandma car.
The white one, man. But hers was a little more pimp looking. I got to be honest, my grandma got a really nice car one time. So before they built the gym by my grandma's, we're out in the country, there used to be a field. Come here, Mama. There would just be a field, right? Mm-hmm. And pickup trucks, people might throw a bonfire out there. Hi. And now there's a weed shop out there, which is crazy. So I used to cut through that field to go to Joe's all the time, walking. But this time, like, you know, I'm going to take my grandma's car. I'm going to pull up to Joe, not tell him I got my grandma's Cadillac.
What time of day is this?
This is summertime, and it was like 11 in the morning. It's daytime. I know they're at work because it's tomato season. So I'm like, oh, I got hours, right?
Are they, what?
They're truck drivers, so they haul tomatoes. So I know they're going to be gone.
All day.
All day. Oh, wow. So I get the car. I cut through the field. I think I'm the coolest guy. Well, I'm driving a Cadillac. Prince. I'm about to be 15. No, I think I'm the coolest guy in the world, right? I get to Joe's. I smoke. I'm like, all right, I'm going to drive the Cadillac back to my grandma's. And I get back to the little trail, but a security guard at the end of my little route. Maybe because there's tweakers back there, somebody's checking the property. I don't know, but I see and go, oh no, that's terrible. I see him, I take off as fast as I can, like, oh, maybe he's waiting for me. I'm paranoid, I'm a child. I look like this, I'm 35. What do I look like at 13, 14, or 15? I look like a baby. So I take off. The only way back is like 3 to 4 miles in the country to my grandma's. That's the only road. So I have to go all the way around. I'm like, no. Someone's going to get there. I have a feeling someone's going to show up. I get there and it's my stepmom.
Ah.
She don't speak English. My dad's wife. She don't speak English right now. I'm a good kid. I had A's right before this, right? Hi, pup. And I see her car. There's like, my grandma's on a hill, so I could see the car from a mile. So I'm just thinking about everything that's going to happen. Like, no, there's no way. I pull up the driveway. It's a long gravel driveway. There's no way she's not going to hear me unless she's just not paying attention. So I get to the car. The garage is still open. I took it out of the garage.
You didn't even close it?
I didn't close. I was like, no one's going to be here.
Yeah.
I'm just going to come right back in and close it. I had this pipe that I snuck from Mexico. I thought it was the coolest. I bought a little shit pipe, but they sold it to me. I'm like, no way. You're letting me buy this? Here's the money. I wrapped it up, put it in my pants. I walked across the border with my Uncle Greg. I thought I was a smuggler. I thought I was the shit. I brought that over and a Cadillac. I was the coolest guy in the world in my head. And Joe's like, you got a pipe? It had a naked chick on it. Remember those like clay ones?
Yeah,
it had
a
naked chick with vines. I'm like, look at this. Look at her boobs are out. I was the man, right? So I get there. I'm like, there's no way she's there. I pull into the garage, my head down. I'm just like, no way. I park it. And I know exactly how to park it because my grandma's, they park their car a certain way. I follow the lines on the ground. I park it exactly how she parks. I put the pipe down right behind the tire. And I just walk into like, hey, Martha, I took the car. I was ready to like call my dad. I walk in and she's changing my little sister in the back. She's like, oh, I didn't even know you were here. I'm like, oh yeah, I was in the backyard.
No.
I ran right back out. I pressed the garage door button. I made sure I parked it right. And I pulled it in a little further. I'm like, I know my grandma parks next to the tennis ball. And I pull the car out. And I'm like, no, she's in the bathroom. Let me line it up and close the garage. And I'm home free. And I'm trying to talk to her. I smell like weed. I'm like, I was in the backyard, you know, I'm doing that thing. I'm panicking. I drive the car in a little bit. I hear, bah! I go, oh, what was that? I was like, there's no time. I park the car. I close this garage before she comes out here. And I get out of the car and I look down and I ran over my brand new pipe. So I put it behind the tire. I ran it right over. I ran it over. I scooped up all the pieces. I buried it in my grandma's backyard.
Buried it? Yeah. It's so sad.
I was sad.
Like it was a
Maria, I named her. I had it for one day. No lie, on Instagram Live, when Instagram Live came out, I dug it up during Thanksgiving because I was sitting there. I was like, what about the pipe? What about the pipe? And I was like, you guys don't believe me? And I dug it up on Instagram Live and got all the pieces. It was really weird to see. But she didn't know I took the car. So I got away with it eventually. Essentially, I got away with it, but I lost that fucking pipe. I mean, that was 20 years ago. I'm still like upset about it.
Yeah, I could tell you. Still felt it.
Yeah, but I dug her up.
Did you? It was cool. Did you ever have to share a room growing up?
Yeah,
you did. Yeah. Who were you sharing a room
My
with?
My sister.
Always your sister. Yeah. That's always. And you're how old? Two years.
She's
apart?
A year and a half older than me.
That's not a lot.
No.
Going through puberty, probably pretty close to the same age.
My sister's super like boyishly gay. Butch chick, not looking, just acts like it. Like she's Randy Monchman Savage and I am fucking everyone else, dude. I swear to God. I walk in and she's like, all right, beat your ass. I'm like, ugh. And my mom never beat my ass because I was always so polite. So my sister would get her ass whooped come in and beat the shit out of me.
I see.
So I should have just sided with her, talked shit to my mom, got hit by my mom once. But my sister beat my ass my whole life. So I shared a room with her. And I remember one time I was like, here. I made fun of her for because she was always, can't say it on here, but she always called me a certain term they call gay guys. And in my head, I'm like, you're gay. And you're calling me this every day? And I said it back to her once and my mom scolded me. You know she's gay. I'm like, she's been calling me that for 14 years. And you didn't say a word. I use it once and now I'm in trouble. So that's how I shared a room with her. And she would beat me up until I was like 12 and I got stronger.
Do you remember any of your old addresses where people don't live anymore?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Let's look some of these houses.
Oh, yeah.
Up.
I tried to buy this house off you this did? Guy. Yeah. I pulled up in the wrong
he
car.
He said no? The wrong car.
I pulled up. He goes, how much? I go, oh, yeah. I probably should have just Ubered here. Like, yeah. He told me no. 1142 West 6th Street. Yeah.
This is the one you tried
I
to
sold
buy?
Many of drug right there. Yeah. Oh, look, the mushrooms still grow in the yard. Go back to the right a little bit. Like, you know, like click to the right because for some reason it's not showing it again. Look in the yard. Oh, I just saw a bunch of mushrooms in the yard. Right there.
There they are.
The mushrooms grow everywhere. That's why I threw up all the time.
That's why they probably grew
Oh,
there.
Man, I would throw up there all the time before I got home after parties with my grandma and grandpa. Oh, yeah. That's the house I grew up in. I love it. It's great. I tried to buy it and the guy told me, get out.
Really?
I was right there to the neighbors. I asked the neighbor. He was outside, right?
You drove that car. You pulled up and out
yes,
front.
Yes, like a dumbass.
Yeah, you're right.
I went back to do a meet and greet, right, at this park with this was with an artist from Mersenne. I'm like, you know, it was like a give back at the park, like a toy drive, all that stuff. And I'm like, let me go check out the house. The neighbor's outside. I'm talking to the neighbor. And he's like, yo, the guy next door is an old man. He's not going to sell it. And I don't speak Spanish. I'm like, can you ask him? Because I don't speak Spanish. So there's another red flag for them. Like, ugh. He wants to be Spanish. Nice car, bitch. Mm-hmm. And then the neighbor next door comes out, super fan.
Oh, no way.
Right there. Guy comes out.
On the
out,
other side?
Comes out. What? I'm like, oh, you. What's up? He goes, Dom. And he starts freaking out. And the guy's like, what's happening? And the old man comes out and they're just, it was the dumbest thing I could have did. I should have went there. Sir, I need this for my children. I need to buy this house. But I just want it. So the backyard's huge. I want to keep the house. Build a new house in the back, put a hallway that goes from the new house to the old house so I can have Christmas like I did at my grandma's when I was a kid. So when we come to town, we can like, oh, let's go to grandma's house for Christmas because she's been gone for a long time. Mm-hmm. So we can do Christmas again as like I did as a kid and keep it the same. How fucking crazy would that? It's like this show, like the most nostalgic thing I can think of. I will rewrap stuff I already have just to do it. Yeah. Yeah, but that's the only reason why I want it. So I can do Christmas at my grandma's, dude. And also it's our house. They made it all Mexican inside.
Oh yeah.
There's tile everywhere.
Mexicans love that tile.
They
floor,
love
bro.
Tile, dude.
Love
all tile kids floor. Have silver teeth because they smack their mouth on the ground.
Love that tile floor. Yeah, any other places you remember? Any other addresses you remember growing up?
Ooh. Oh yeah, 305 West 27th Street. That's the push. That's where I started off doing all my weed
also?
Stuff. Yeah, Merced, California. This is where I met, hung out with Rosie. That's where we used to hang out all the time. I drew all over those trees when I was on mushrooms with a pencil, and then it grew.
I love how this motherfucker just parked right on the yard, too. Oh, yeah. That's not the driveway or anything. He's just right on the yard.
That's where I park my car every day where that white car's at.
Yeah, the one back there, it looks like where it should be parked.
Exactly. So I, right there, next door is my wife's best friend lived next door, and behind me was my brother. Not this brother, my other brother. So we had the whole block, and every day I'd be outside doing those weed pictures. That's how I started doing weed stuff, was at this house.
Okay.
And the push trees tree, the logo is that tree. Well, it's gone now, but the tree behind it, that's where I did the picture. This is where I started everything. And I fucking proposed to Rosie right there, right where the clicker's at.
Really?
And I brought her back. I pretended we're doing a vlog of our old house, and I got her with, oh, look at that. And she turned around and I got her.
That's great.
Yeah. I tried to buy this house. They told me no.
They did too?
Yeah.
Do you guys vacation at all? Are you a vacation family?
Oh, you mean as a child?
Yeah. No. We ask all the time because some people are like, yeah, but we drove everywhere. You know
no,
what I mean?
Dude.
Like, what was a vacation for you then?
We have never done anything.
Nothing.
Not
even family reunions?
No.
Nothing.
No.
Funerals is when you guys end up seeing each other.
I didn't have
a
first funeral until I was like 16.
Really?
Who was that? My grandma from the other house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so vacation, no. You just go to school, you come home, and then like...
What's a summer day for you?
Oh, hot, sweaty. I hope I have enough money to buy like a five sack with my friend.
Where are you going to get on your bike?
Oh, as a kid, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, as a kid, I get on my bike. I find my friend that turned out to be a racist next door. And then I fought him. And then his brother threw slugs at me, like from the gutter.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget it when they hit me. And I'm like, they're slugs. And I fucking threw up.
And then, wow. I never.
Oh, man. I was like, what is that? What is that? And they moved me.
He threw up.
I threw up. Because like stuff got in my mouth. Yeah. He threw like the sludge of the. I beat his brother up, but his brother was being a racist toward me. So I would go to the store and buy lollipops from the liquor stores and hopefully I get the Indian with the star so I can get a free Tootsie Pop. Remember that?
No. What is it?
You open a Tootsie Pop and if you get the guy with shooting the star with a bow and arrow, you take it back and get a free Tootsie Pop.
Fuck no. I had no idea. What? Tootsie Pop
my mom probably, showed me this because she said this is what I was
That's
a
my
kid.
Favorite one. To
there, right there.
No.
If you take it back to the liquor store, they give you a free Tootsie Pop.
No. How? I'm 51 just finding out about this right now. That's my favorite. I bet you I had so many goddamn Indians shooting these.
Three in a row I walked back to the store because I won three times in a row.
Kirsten, I heard never you say, you knew about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And stores still honor that?
I don't know about now. I stopped doing it. I was maybe like 15.
So if you go
15.
Buy a bag of them, where are you taking them?
I take it back to the store. I bought an individual one yesterday.
Hey, I got this.
They can't tell you no.
And they just give you another lot.
They probably don't honor it. But yeah, as a kid, that's all I would do.
How the hell did I never hear about that?
I was a fat, poor kid, you know?
Industries has never offered such a deal and considers it a myth.
A myth? But all these Indians think it's real. So all these Middle Eastern dudes in Merced were like, damn, I guess America. All right, we're Americans now. We got to give them a free Tootsie Pop.
No shit.
Yeah, dude. I buy a soda with styrofoam, styrofoam sodas,
mm-hmm.
and then come back
What's
and refill that.
Styrofoam soda.
The styrofoam cups styrofoam at the liquor cup? Stores.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Remember that? I was a little kid grabbing it with both hands, walking back to my house.
Look, worst shit for the planet. Best thing for a drink.
For
though,
some
goddamn.
Reason.
Styrofoam.
For some, it tastes like a barbecue. It tastes like I'm hanging out with people, man.
Ain't nothing like a styrofoam drink, boy.
Oh, I loved it.
It's a big ice to the styrofoam cup. Oh, yeah. You man. That shit stay cold
the end
for
of it,
a long time. Yeah. Hell yeah. You get to
empty.
Bite it.
Yeah, I started biting it. Yeah, no, that summer day, man, that's it. And just hope.
It's the most poisonous shit for you and the planet. We're taking
we're kids,
chunks
man.
Out of
we're
it.
Kids. I used to do it. I used to eat the ice.
Oh,
it was
yeah,
all worth
man.
The money.
Yeah,
yeah, but no, summer days, that's it, man. My mom would tell me to get out.
Do you remember any like corner stores or did you go to that you went to or anything? What do they call? Let's look them up.
Oh, I think it's called California Liquor or no, Best Buy.
The store Best Buy?
It's called Best Buy.
Nah. How?
They're Indian people. They didn't even have a sign
they
on the door.
They didn't even care.
Yeah. Best Buy. That's where I used to buy my Spice Girls limited lollipops when they were popping.
Spice Girls had lollipops?
Oh, yeah.
Too?
They had lollipops, man.
Nah,
I used to buy the shit out of them there.
Kirsten.
Some I used to buy the stuff that came with a little fake tattoos.
I've never in my life heard of Spice Girls.
What was your first concert of all time?
Oh, man. I had a great one. I was lucky.
What was it?
Oh, wait, real quick. Is this it?
That is it.
Kirsten finds it all. Man.
Right there. I got to where that van was, and I was like, I won. Came back, got to the van. I won. And just kept getting little
three
lollipop.
In a row like that.
One day before I even made shit. It. I used to live three blocks to the right. Damn, there's a taco truck there? Yeah, there was never a taco. All right. I mean, things change. The meat market to their back. Every Mexican meat market smells like Fabuloso and blood.
Fabuloso and blood.
Oh, a copper pen. Like just smells like pennies and Fabuloso. That place is awesome.
There it is,
oh, it stinks in there, dude.
How did you say Spice Girl
Lollipops? Spice Girl Lollipops. You guys don't remember Spice Girl Lollipops? They were disgusting. Yep, that's the package. It was like fucking, it was like the cards they give you to get hookers in Vegas.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is real.
I was buying this. What the
kids going in and sucking on this shit.
The lollipops were disgusting. Yeah, they had their faces, see? Yeah, they weren't good. They weren't good at all. But what was your first concert?
First concert was seventh grade. We talked our parents into letting us go with another friend whose dad talked our parents into it, honestly.
Oh, he let you guys drink?
He dropped us. No, he just dropped us off and waited in the parking lot next to it. And it was Ozzy Osbourne and Metallica opened for him. It was sick. And Metallica, Cliff Burton was still alive.
That's your first show?
First ever. I mean, it was epic. Ozzy Ultimate Sin, Metallica was coming off of Master of Puppets. They were still very young. And I'll never forget, Cliff Burton's alive. James Hetfield had a broken arm from skateboarding. So the guitar tech played his shit behind the curtain. And he was just out there with a cast singing and shit. It was fucking wild.
How much more cool can you get? I broke my arm skating. start screaming into
and then
you're
mic. Out there opening for Ozzy on him, and then you go on to be bigger than him and shit.
Back when he was mad competent and cool as hell.
Yeah.
Like, you can still understand him back then.
What was your first concert?
Spice Girls.
Nah, dude. You
that's
went
why I brought it up. That's the first concert I ever saw in my
how?
Life.
How in the hell are
so
you?
So look, so I like girls, right? And then my sister's pretty gay. My sister also likes girls, but we didn't know that. So she's like, yo, we should go to the Spice Girls concert. I said,
she was
we
by Terranos. She was Terranos lollipops.
She was she kept all of them. She used to keep all the rappers. Yeah. So I didn't nobody knew she was gay yet. So she was like, yo, let's go watch the Spice Girls. I'm like, yeah, I'll love to go. I would go with you. You're a fan. So that was my undercover way of like, I just want to go stare at these girls. I was a kid. I didn't understand. And that was the first concert I ever went to. It wasn't good.
It wasn't?
No, it was the Spice Girls.
If you want to be.
Ooh, that's a hard song. That's a hard song. I will say that. The Spice Girls movie, pretty good too. Watched that a lot.
I didn't see
You didn't see. You know why? Because you're an adult.
You know what? What was your first rated R movie? Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember everything.
What was it?
So remember, my mom was on drugs too, and a kid. So whatever she watched, I watch. So my first super bad one, I think.
And they know you're in the room, or are you hide?
Oh, no, she watches with me. She's like, yo, we're going to watch this movie.
Okay.
The first one that I remember vividly, I think right before I went into school. Because I remember I was like getting nervous to go to school.
In the morning you're watching
no,
this?
No, like to start school. Oh, gotcha, first grade. I remember I was like, oh my God, I'm going to start school. I was a kid. I remember my fifth birthday was coming up, and we watched The Exorcist, and it wrecked me, dude.
That's a lot of people's first one back then. It wrecked
me because she said, this scared me so bad as a kid. I had to sleep in my mom's room for weeks, and so you're going to show us. We had to sleep in my mom's room for a couple days.
Yeah, dude, that's
no lie.
Terrifying.
The first time she was like, I got you. I'm going to nurture you, but after this, it's all downhill from here. And then she was hella nice to us for like a couple days because we were scared. And then do you remember the movie Very Bad Things?
Yeah, I remember Very Bad Things.
Great movie, right?
Yeah.
I just talked about this recently. You remember before Blockbuster or during, they used to have private video stores. You can go and Jim's
Mom
Movie
and Pop,
Rentals,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm. There it is.
So, you know behind the curtain. You know about this. Behind the curtain is where all the naked stuff set. So I knew like I can't go behind the curtain at this rental store because you had to be 18 and over. That's where all the naked stuff's at. And you see all the older dudes come out with tapes.
Yeah.
Remember?
Gang of them.
Bunch
yeah.
of tapes.
Yeah,
I'm like, whoa, what's back there? So me and my mom and my sister went to go rent this movie because we heard about it, right? And I'm like, what, seven? Mom's like, let's go watch this movie together. So we go rent it. We ask the guy, we want Very Bad Things. And he looks at my mom like,
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
She's like, you sure? And I remember everything. I'm looking up. I'm like, what's going on? Give us the movie. He goes, you're going to watch it with them? She's like, I'm their mom. It's okay. We want to rent this movie. And my mom was mean. She's like, just give me the movie. And the guy's like, ah. And he gives it to us. It's in a black case. I'm like, where's the cover? Weird. We get home, we put it on, and there's just
it's porn.
It's porn. And it's just people moving because somebody didn't rewind it. So halfway through it, it's already still going. So I'm sitting there like, oh, my mom just does this to us. You know how hard it is to turn the VCR? And she turns the VCR off, pops
it's
it out.
My child.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That's why he's like, you want to watch it with them? He asks us with them. She's like, they're my kids. It's okay. So he was like, this lady is disgusting. But also, like, he should have called the cops if that's
seriously,
what he thought.
Seriously.
He definitely should have called
he
the cops.
He still gave it to her. He still rented it.
We go right back to the store. Same guy is still at work. We're walking up to him. He goes, yeah. She goes, I want the movie, not the porno. I remember she said it to him. He goes, what movie? Like, and we went and looked on the shelf. That one. And he goes, oh. Like, that guy's a creep for even going, oh, you want the porn? That's a great one. It's not even rewound. I was
here
watching
it. Here
it is. But real, I swear
got
to God.
It right here.
I remember that. I remember watching
that's
that. Crazy. That was the first XXX movie I ever witnessed.
So I'm trying to remember. I want to say the one I really watched that like blew my mind open was Porky's.
Oh, whoa.
Do you know about porgies?
Of course I do.
So my dad had this one on, and my grandmom is in the room, and finally she's like, turn this off. Like, it got to a point where she's like, and my dad's like, all right, I'm going to turn this off. And this is another one, too, I remember going to see. He took us, and we were underage at the time, but it was Stand By Me.
Oh, great.
Is that
movie.
An R-rated movie, Kirsten?
Oh, it has
I think
to
it is,
be.
Because they're talking Kiefer about a dead
Sutherland's
body
over there just being a creep.
Yeah, that's right.
Pre-Lost Boys Kiefer
what
Sutherland.
What year was this?
Like 81? Oh, 86.
So I'm 13. Yeah. 12, 13 years old at this time. And my younger brother's like 9. He takes all three of us. And
it's then, a great
and
movie,
my grandmom
though.
Comes. And my grandmom's like, kids didn't talk like this. And I'm like, I already talk like this. You know what I mean? My dad's like, yeah, they fucking did. And I remember that one being the one we went to a theater to see. The other ones were like home at HBO or whatever.
Oh,
would
yeah.
Come on, and it would be a booby.
Did you
movie
ever go as
like
a family, like a full family, to watch a movie?
Well, you're going to stop you right there. We never went as a full family.
Okay,
no.
Okay. I went to the movie when my grandma came.
I'm mistaken. I don't mean to cut you off. I do remember one. Look this up, Kirsten. It was called Gus. It's a Disney movie about a horse that kicks field goals. And it had
The guy from MASH?
Don Knotts is in there. And Tom Bosley, I want to say, from Happy Days was in there, I think, too.
That is like Air Bud with a horse?
It is.
Damn, Air Bud's not original.
And Gus kicked field goals. And is Tom Bosley in that as well?
He just kicks field goals?
Is he starring?
Don Knotts.
No, it's Don Knotts, Tim Conway. That's it.
Look at the cover.
These are all the guys from
Rydell High.
From like Mama's Family. And
Mama's Family is my favorite show growing up.
Oh, bro.
I
love
it so much.
Love Vicki Lawrence. So anyway, I remember seeing this at a drive-in movie theater really young. And I would have to say we were probably, my younger brother wouldn't have been born yet or just born. But I do remember seeing that with them. Oh, you know what I'm thinking? I'm sorry to keep interrupting. Herbie the Love Bug.
Oh, I hate
that's
that movie.
That's the one. I never was a fan either.
Oh, it's
that's
so
the one with
boring.
Tom Bosley.
I'd rather watch Christine.
Yeah, that was a good
one. Yeah, I'll watch Christine. A killer car or over a hippie lame car.
What about you as a family going to see a movie?
The Wedding Singer is the only one we ever watched together.
You guys all went as a family together?
Like
that's a good one.
Of us.
That's a good one. That's a funny one.
Yeah, I remember that. And then my dad, like I said, oh, it was earlier. Scary movie, too. Oh, God, that's
what
such a good
one.
Chris
that?
Elliott.
Yeah, it's 2001.
He's the best one of the whole movie. 2001. Oh yeah, I was a baby. I was a kid, dude.
Already,
oh my God, I couldn't even. Oh yeah, I could. But damn, that's such a good movie. I love that one so much.
That's right, Wayne.
Starts
brother.
Off with was it James Woods being the priest from Exorcist, and he tries to bang the kid.
Dude, going back to Exorcist for a second here. We used to watch. So that was a big thing with me and my cousins. Like, if we did sleepovers, it was always a scary movie.
Oh.
It was Friday the 13th. It was a Halloween. It was, and here's Exorcist. But the one, so we had a great aunt, my grandmom's sister. She was a nun. Her name was Sister Carmina, and she was hip. She'd come over, hang out
with
us
cool.
and shit. She was cool as shit.
All right.
And I remember one time, she was staying at my Aunt Marguerite's. We're all there watching Exorcist and everything, and she's not phased. And then The Omen comes on. Will you look this one up, Kirsten?
Ooh, the Omen, yeah, with what's his name?
Damien.
Damien, thank you.
Yep.
My friend named his kid Damien because of the movie, not just because he likes the name.
This right
Damien.
Here. What year is this one?
Probably like 70 something, right?
Right. All those
yeah.
70 movies. So yeah. This one comes
this
on.
This one's bad. Dude.
And she gets up and she leaves. And I was like, you've been here through Freddy and Jason and even The Exorcist, which they say is partially real, whatever, based
yeah.
on an event. And she got up and I went upstairs and I was like, why'd you leave the room for this one? And she, that's when she started talking to me on like a real level. She's like, do you believe in angels and all that? And I go, I don't believe in the trumpets and the, but I believe there's definitely something else going on. And she's like, all right, well, if you believe in that positive, then you have to believe in that current negative.
Yes.
There is no yin without a yang. And if you believe in that, then this exists. And she said, this one right here was as close to the story as it really, truly got. And it freaked her the fuck out. And every time she'd leave the room on that one.
I don't want scary movies for that.
This is the closest to the real story of, you know, what they believe to be the devil and all that. Like this one.
This is based on a true story too, correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, this one.
I just and then it was a two after it and all that. Like, but this the lady, is the one.
I did it for you, Damien. Yeah. I went, Mom, no. Yeah. Ah,
yeah. Just it's creepy when you see that.
You know? Like, it's weird. Like, kid, yeah. I would always close my eyes. Uh-huh. You ever, like, I didn't like, what are they called, haunted houses?
Yeah.
But my mom, he says, make me. And I would close my eyes the entire time. And she never noticed once.
Really?
I would close my eyes and go, oh!
She probably had hers closed.
No, nah, she's mean, dude. She was all hyped about it.
My buddy, Shannon Patterson, man, he was, we still laugh about this. I tell my daughter, like, she does not like anything. If a commercial comes on, she does not like it. You're watching football and then they have, like, a movie commercial comes on, scary. She's not into it. My friend Shannon was super scared of movies. And that's what we would intentionally put a scary movie on. We'd be like eighth grade. He's in seventh. Oh,
I thought you meant now.
No, no, no. He comes over.
You said your daughter. I'm like, no, you're still scared, huh?
This is so he, we knew it. Dude, we would put a scary movie on. He would hide behind his pillow all night. And then like around 12:30 or 1, he'd call his mom and be like, I want to go home. And then Mr. Roy would come over. Fucking pissed. And we had a small gravel driveway. This dude would pull in. Yeah. Hot. 1 o'clock in the morning. You can see you guys later. We're like, see you, Shan.
You said
we're
grade?
All still friends. He's in like seventh grade. He was, yeah, way too old to be terrified.
Yeah.
And that's why we laughed at it. We're like, we're putting on Jason. And now he's like, God damn it.
Did you get older and like put in on the weed and then put on a scary movie and he would leave immediately?
I don't feel like there's a good that. I don't feel like there's good scary movies anymore.
I don't
feel
know.
Like
I don't
these,
watch them.
These days it's the gore and the gross out. It's not the jump scare. I like the jump scare, the Michael Myers, all that stuff. That first Halloween is a phenomenal.
It's
one.
I hate them all.
Yeah.
I hate scary. I used to say, like, yo, scary enough walking home. I don't want to be scared at home. Yeah. Dude,
thank you for doing this with us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. This is fun.
A fun episode,
yeah,
brother.
This is cool.
Promote one more time your podcast, whatever you'd like.
Dope as Usual podcast every Tuesday at 12:30 on all platforms.
Thank you, brother. Yeah. As always, Ryan Sickler on all social media. We'll talk to y'all next week.